very short thoughts for Yom Kippur. So, you know, there's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah brings down. The Gemara says that the Gemara in Tesla with Aleph. The Gemara says, "Ve'imisim es nafshosechem betisha lechodesh." So the Torah says, "You shall afflict yourself on the ninth of the month." And of course, the Gemara says the big problem is that Yom Kippur is on the 10th of the month, not the 9th of the month. So there's an amazing Gemara. So the Gemara says, what is it, the 9th? V'chitisha misanin? Do we fast on the 9th? V'alo ba'asir misanin? We fast on the 10th? El lomar lecha kala ochel v'shose b'tishii ma'ala alav akasov kilis ana tishii v'asiri. To teach us that one who goes in and eats on the 9th, it's as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So there's a concept today, an important mitzvah, to eat, mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, again, the Gemara discusses that they were great Rabbanim, and the Gemara walked around literally like with a candy in their mouth the whole day, just to be able to actively engage in the act of eating throughout the day. And if you eat today, it's an incredible yisod. If you eat today, but again, it's eating l'shem mitzvah, then what? Then it's as if you fasted for today and for tomorrow. And so, everybody tries to understand what exactly this means. I understand the pasuk is telling me that, but what exactly is the tamei mitzvah? So what exactly is the purpose over here of this particular mitzvah? What's the message that's being construed? So there are many different interpretations. There happens to be a beautiful insight brought down in the Sefer Zecher David Medina. So he actually brings it down in a totally different context of Tu Bishvat. And he makes an amazing observation. He says, and again, this Vart is by Tu B'Shvat, but we'll apply it over here by Erev Yom Kippur. He says, if you think about it, Yom Kippur is all about the ability to acquire forgiveness for our sins. The whole Yisod, we often think that the real fallout of Chet is Onesh, is punishment. That's not true. Onesh, if we're sincerely penitent, the Shparuch Hu could forgive the Onesh, could forgive the punishment. That's the easy part of sin to take care of. The more difficult part is the Richuk, is the separation. That every single time we commit an Avera, I distance myself from the Ribono Shel Olam a little bit more. And that's the difficult part, because sometimes, you know, one day I wake up and I'm so far from the Ribono Shel Olam. I thought I was so close. I thought we were so connected. And I opened my eyes and I realized that I'm so far away, and I yearn more than anything to bridge that gap between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that we bridge the gap between ourselves and the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Zecher David writes something amazing. He says, what was the first sin that man ever committed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The first sin was a sin of achila, was a sin of consumption. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon not to eat from the Eitz Das Tov V'Ra. Don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And yet what? And yet man goes ahead and partakes of it. The first act of defiance, the first act of sin, the first act of richuk, ultimately goes ahead and takes place through achila. Takes place through an act of consumption, an act of eating. So perhaps you could suggest that that's the mitzvah today. If the avodah of Yom Kippur is all about bridging the gap between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the essence of Yom Kippur is all about coming back home, coming back closer, reigniting that spark of connectivity with the Ribono Shel Olam, we have to go back to the very beginning. We have to start all the way from the beginning. Because of us, say, you know, each of us, and this might sound like an overwhelming statement, but we're not just saddled with the responsibility of our own actions, but as members of Klal Yisrael, we are saddled with the responsibility for collective action. Right? We're responsible not only for each other, but as Klal Yisrael, we're responsible for mankind. We're responsible for Adam HaRishon also. It's a huge responsibility, but we can do it. And so the first step in the Yom Kippur process is first thing, first order of business, we have to go back to the beginning and start to rectify chet. Start to rectify that payroad, that separation from the beginning. So the first order of business before we go ahead and we go into Yom Kippur is to mamish rectify the sin of Adam HaRishon. We go back, Adam HaRishon, you created a distance between yourself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through achila. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to use achila, we're going to use consumption as a mechanism to come back closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah today, to take our achila, to take our consumption, and to use it not as a way of driving a wedge between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but saying, I'm eating l'shem achilas mitzvah. And by doing so, literally, we could redeem the mistakes of Adam HaRishon. And this sets the stage. If I can go ahead and reverse the mistake of Adam HaRishon, which is a pretty huge mistake, I could reverse the rest of my mistakes as well. If I could go to be metakin for the chit of Adam Rishon by sucking on my candy throughout the day, and by doing that as Avodas Hashem, then I could take care of all of the smaller misdeeds as well. If I could go ahead and bridge that distance, I could bridge any other distance as well. So let's say we should be zochah miratz Hashem over the course of today in our achila l'shem shamayim. We should be zochah miratz Hashem to do a tshuva l'shem shamayim as well. We should be zochah miratz Hashem to do true tshuva, to go ahead and make amends for all of the chatoim we've done, big and small. Not because we're afraid of the onesh, but because we yearn so desperately to bridge that gap. We should be zochah miratz Hashem to a beautiful Yom Kippur of Dveikus, a beautiful Yom Kippur of connectivity, a beautiful Yom Kippur of togetherness. We should be zochah miratz Hashem to be able to not just cleanse ourselves and not just cleanse our people, but miratz Hashem to be able to cleanse the world and halavai to pave the way for Mashiach.
Amen. Most times you go please put your Gemara's away, because after opening the Yom Kippur will be between Mosav and Mincha in the Shul.